I wrote him out of it?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
To Sri Siman, His Divine Grace, Heisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON, the founder of Acharya's Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Sri Sri Radha Kunja Bihari Ji Ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Tai Kauda Premanandi. Glories to the assembled devotees, and glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gaurudanga, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Shrimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavari Pastyatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pravunatananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaudavakti Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Jako sam sretan što sam ovdje. Hvala vam puno. Inspiriran sam sa svom devocijom, entuzijazmom i svjesnošću Krišne. Od mene su zatražili da govorim i to na određenu temu, to je učenik i guru.
This topic, of course,
ta tema je naravno
very essential
jako od suštinskog značaja za bhakte,
what is a spiritual master,
jer normalno vrlo je značajno razumjeti što je duhovni učitelj, što je učenik i kakav je odnos između njih.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada,
njegova božanska milost,
establishing the format for developing the Krishna consciousness movement,
ustanovljavao principe razvitka pokreta svjesnosti Krišne.
He knew that
on je znao
from our background in Western society,
našeg nasljeđa, zaljeđa u zapadnjačkoj kulturi iz koje dolazimo,
we weren't very much familiar,
znao je da nam nije vrlo blisko,
knew the proper etiquette,
niti smo znali pravilnu etiketu, kako poštovati, kako se obhoditi, kako služiti duhovnog učitelja.
So Srila Prabhupada,
tako Srila
Prabhupada,
više nego bilo koji drugi acharya u nasljeđu,
really put a lot of emphasis,
zaista je jako puno naglaska stavio na podučavanje tog principa odnosa između guru i učenika.
So much so,
u tolikoj mjeri
that he broke tradition,
da je
in the sense that generally the guru
prekinuo tradiciju u smislu da se obično guru slavi i poštuje na njegov dan pojave ili rođendan.
Srila Prabhupada je
ustanovio svaki dan
program of worship.
U našem programu obožavanja, obožavanja duhovnog učitelja, znači svaki dan na jedan vrlo formalni i na jedan, možemo reći, način koji nam pomaže da shvatimo važnost ili značaj služenja duhovnog učitelja.
And in doing that, he established one part of the morning program.
On je jedan dio jutarnjeg programa.
And he gave us one beautiful, beautiful prayer.
Posvjetio guru i dao nam je jednu lijepu molitvu koju pjevamo svaki dan.
Shri Guru Charana Padma Keva.
Shri Guru Charana Padma.
And now that prayer.
Ta molitva.
Was written by.
Tu molitvu je napisao Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Jedan od najmoćnijih i najdivnijih ačarija u Vaishnava tradiciji.
And he wrote it
on je napisao sa namjerom da slavi svog gurua Loknadas Goswami.
Srila Prabhupada was so inspired by both the devotion and the philosophical content of that prayer.
Filozofskim sadržajem te molitve.
That he established this as part of the morning worship program.
Ustanovio kao dio jutarnjeg.
So I'd like, with your permission, to speak a little bit about that prayer and go over it line by line. What it actually means, or to get a deeper understanding of the actual meaning of the different lines of the prayer. So I'd like,
with your permission, to speak a little bit about that prayer.
Shri
Guru Charana Padma,
the lotus feet of the spiritual master, are the only way when one can attain pure devotional service.
Kojim, čovjek može dostići čisto predano služenje.
Do we have that prayer written?
Da li imamo zapisano negdje?
On a board?
Na ploči nekoj, na tabli, na.
Is it written somewhere on the big board that we can keep the board up here?
Na velikoj ploči da možemo svi gledati.
The lotus feet of the spiritual master, and it says, are the only way one can attain pure devotional service. So those lotus feet represent pure devotional service. The spiritual master, he is empowered by Krishna, Krishna Shakti, Vinana He, Tadvavartanam. The spiritual master is empowered to act on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he represents the Lord within the material world. In 1966, when Srila Prabhupada... Is there too much of an echo from this? You can hear clearly?
It's okay? Okay.
In 1966, Srila Prabhupada, when he began the Krishna consciousness movement, he was preaching very strongly that anyone who says they are God, G-O-D, is D-O-G dog. Because so many what we say so-called spiritual teachers were coming, especially from India, and claiming that I am God.
And
so Prabhupada was preaching very strongly against this principle that anyone who says they are God, they are a dog. So the devotees, of course, were quite new in the movement at the time. And they didn't really understand what was the spiritual master. And then Prabhupada was preaching like this. And then the first initiation lecture that Prabhupada gave. And he was speaking, giving the beads and giving the names, speaking about the importance of devotional service. And the last thing he said in the initiation lecture was, and the spiritual master should be worshipped like God. And he walked off. Last thing he said. And all the devotees were shocked. He's saying, anyone who said he's God, he's dog, now he's saying he's God. But one devotee was a little intelligent. He says, no, he's not saying he's God. He said he's We have to see him as the representative of God. Therefore, just like the ambassador, he comes on behalf of the president. And so, although the president is not present, the ambassador is treated as if the president was there personally. So in that sense, they worship and give the same honor to the representative of the Lord as we would give the honor to the Lord. No difference.
Prabhupada was teaching that
principle. So that is the spiritual master. There's two aspects to a spiritual master. There's the initiating spiritual master, and of course there is the instructing spiritual master. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse number 46, it explains that there are two aspects: instructing guru and initiating guru. But both are considered manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No. So the lotus feet of the spiritual master are only way we can attain to devotional service. Krishna says, samoham sarvabhuteshu namedvaisasti napriya. He says, I'm equal to everyone.
Ja sam jednak prema svima.
I envy no one.
Nikome ne zavidim.
I'm not partial
nisam
to
pristrasan
anyone.
Ni prema kome.
But Krishna is partial.
Ali Krishna je pristrasan.
He is.
Jeste.
He'll give his mercy
on
to some and not give his mercy
nekome,
to others.
A neće drugima.
But
no?
he keeps his partiality.
Međutim, on svoju pristrasnost
by giving his mercy
pokazuje na taj način što svoju milost podaruje svojim čistim.
So the pure devotee is the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna.
I otjelovljenje Krishna milosti.
And if Krishna, or the spiritual master,
Krishna
recommends
ili duhovni učitelj preporuči
someone for Krishna's mercy, then Krishna has to give
dobije Krishna milost. Onda Krishna mora dati takvu milost. Krishna nema izbora.
Krishna has to,
Krishna mora,
by the love and by the devotion of his pure representative, he controls Krishna. And therefore, by his
Krishna
love,
sam biva
Krishna is inspired or
svoje ljubavi,
inclined
također,
to give
Krishna
his mercy
ili naklonjen, da
to whoever the spiritual master, whoever the pure devotee recommends.
Koga čisti bhakta preporuči.
So from this point, it
dakle,
is essential to understand that if we want Krishna's mercy,
da,
the only way you can get
Krishna's
mercy is through the mercy of his representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Kevala Bhakti Sadma. He is the embodiment of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service comes from him because he is empowered by Krishna to give pure devotional service. And those lotus feet, they are the only shelter. The only shelter in this material world is the lotus feet of the spiritual master. What does it mean by lotus feet? It means the instructions. It means
upute.
The instructions of the spiritual
znači
master. And that is his mercy, his instructions.
Milost,
so one who follows the instructions of the spiritual master gets the mercy of
on
the spiritual
milost.
It sounds very simple,
jednostavno,
but it's not.
Ali nije.
It's really not that simple.
Zaista nije tako
it
prosto.
Seems real simple. All
izgleda
he has
zaista,
just follow the instructions
da,
of the spiritual master. But the instructions
ali
of the spiritual master are geared or designed in such a way as to purify
na takav
the disciple
da,
from all material attachments, all material contaminations. So those instructions are gradually
instrukcije
bringing us closer and closer to pure
devotional
service. Srila Prabhupada, in his offering to Srila
Bhaktisiddhanta
Sarasvati, people would praise Prabhupada. They would say,
ljudi
oh,
su slavili
you've
Prabhupada,
done so you've done so well, Swamiji. Look what you have done. You spread the Krishna consciousness over the world. Prabhupada said, my only qualification is that I have not changed anything given by my spiritual master. I follow the instructions of my spiritual master. And he explained that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary on one verse from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita 2:41, Vyavyatsvasapikabhu here, Ekeha Kudanandana Bahu Sakya Yanatascha Buddhyo Yavasahinam. In this verse, it's explained that one who is on this path is fixed, resolute in purpose, has one point of vision. And those who are not resolute in purpose, they have many desires. Their desires are like branches of the tree, they go in different directions. So one who is serious,
and
one who is wants to become Krishna conscious has to be one pointed.
Mora biti jedno usmjerena
inteligencija. Has to be fixed in the instructions of the spiritual master. So in that commentary on Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that whether it's easy or not, whether it's difficult or not, one has to execute the spiritual master's instructions. This is the basis for success in spiritual life. Sometimes we try to analyze what is the understanding of these spiritual master's instructions. It is explained that one has to have clear understanding of the instructions of the spiritual master. And that is essential in order to follow the instructions.
But
one must follow the instructions.
No, bilo kako bilo, instrukcije se moraju slijediti vrlo pažljivo.
Just like one time someone asked Prabhupada,
what is your main instruction?
What is your most important instruction
to your disciples?
Prabhupada said, my most important instruction to my disciples is that everyone chant every day 16 rounds on beats without fail.
Mantra 16 krugova na
džapi svakodnevno, bez i promašaja. To je prva najglavna instrukcija.
Svako treba redovno, svakodnevno pijati Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
You can see? I can't.
Da li
you
možete
can
svi? Ja ne mogu. Ali ako vi možete, onda je to vredno.
Siguru charana padma kevala bhakati sadma bando muhi sarva dana matei. What does that second line mean?
Šta znači ta drugi red? Sarva
dan means very carefully.
Jako pažljivo.
With attention
sa pažnjom
and with devotion.
Sa devocijom.
One should offer their humble obeisances at the lotus feet of the spiritual master with devotion, with attention. One time,
Srila
Prabhupada's servant, Shruti Kirti.
You
all know Shruti Kirti?
Prabhu,
he was Prabhupada's servant for 2 years.
Sluga
probably
godine.
He had the most time as Prabhupada's personal
vremena,
servant. He tells one story
how kao sluga.
When he would go in and out to serve Prabhupada,
bi u osobu,
going in and out of Prabhupada's room, he would be doing the service. So sometimes he would offer his obeisances, but sometimes he would do it so fast
tako brzo to
and just go down and come up
samo
like
bi
that.
Se,
Prabhupada
said,
what is this hatchet? This is not the way to offer obeisances. Offer obeisances with, it's a variant. Krishna says in
Bhagavad Gita,
Manmano bhavamat bhakto mam yaji mam namaskaru. Always think of me, offer your obeisance, become my devotee. Like that. So offer your homage. So offering obeisances is actually one of the most important parts of the whole process of devotional service. So sometimes we just go, or sometimes, I notice sometimes people just go, here's the floor, almost made it to the floor.
Skoro ga dotaknu. I onda
next time.
Sljedeći put ću, ajde.
No, obeisances is actually a chance to offer our heartfelt, humble respects to the Lord and to the Lord's beautiful voice. So it should be done nicely. So the word savadana means actually very carefully offering one's humble obeisances to the Lord and the spiritual master. Janhara prasadibai. Hey Bhava Toriyo Yai. So the spiritual master, he's giving out benedictions. That's what that line means. What is the benediction that the spiritual master gives? Sometimes people come to the spiritual master and they want something material. They want some money or some position, or sometimes people go to the guru in order to get some. I have a stomach pain, my back hurts, you can give me. Prabhupada said, why you come to a guru? Go to a doctor, he can help you. And there was one guru in one place in India, in
Lucknow.
And he was giving out dust.
I on je dijelio prašinu.
People were coming, raining dust.
I on im je dao
and
prašinu.
Then he would put the dust on their head.
I onda bi oni stavili prašinu
and
na glavu.
Whatever disease they had,
I kakvu bolest su imali, to je bilo izlječeno.
That's not guru.
Ali to nije guru.
He was just doing this.
On je to radio.
Just for some popularity.
Da bi stekao neku popularnost.
One time, all these yogis,
yogi,
this was in America,
bilo
these very powerful yogis, they came to see Prabhupada.
Yogi je došao vidjeti Prabhupada.
And they came as a group.
I došli su cijela grupa,
and they came
zapravo
to congratulate Prabhupada
došli su
for his preaching of Krishna consciousness. They said,
Swamiji,
you have done wonders. You've
čuda
taken these Western people and you have made them into
bhakti yogis.
Very wonderful.
Jako super.
And these now, these yogis, they were teaching Hatha Yoga, or various other types of yoga, Raja Yoga. You know what Prabhupada said? They were praising Prabhupada. He said, if you know what is the highest, why are you cheating people? That's what he said. He doesn't care about their praising. He said, if you know what is right, why are you cheating people? No, Prabhupada didn't want to compromise. He wanted to give pure devotional service. And that's why he came.
I zato je došao.
One time in India, very rich man,
bogat čovjek,
and he had just heard Prabhupada speak at one
Pandal
program. And so Prabhupada was walking out. So the man, he came up to Prabhupada, he said,
Swamiji,
can you give me your blessings?
Možeš mi dati blagoslov?
Prabhupada said, you don't want my blessings.
A Prabhupada rekao, ti ne želiš moje blagoslove.
He said, no, Swamiji, please,
ne, Swamiji,
give blessings.
Molim te, daj mi blagoslove.
You don't want my blessings.
Ne želiš moje blagoslove.
Yes,
Swamiji.
Blessings, please.
Blagoslove, molim te.
Prabhupada said, I bless you, your material life will be finished.
Blagosiljam te da tvoj materijalni život
bude uništen. And the man just drifted back and no one saw him again.
A čovjek se samo povukao i više ga niko nikad nije vidio.
Now sometimes people come to the guru
ljudi dolaze,
or for something
guru,
different.
Zbog nekih
they want something
razloga.
Material.
Žele nešto materijalno,
or they want something temporary.
Ili žele nešto privremeno.
The spiritual master is going to take
će uzeti,
the aspiring person
će
and purify them.
Osobu koja
that is the real blessing, to bring them
Krishna,
Yanhara Prasada Ibai, Ebhava Toriya Yang, Krishna's Shakti. What is that last line? Krishna prapti hoy yanha hoy te.
Krishna prapti
that he brings one to the lotus feet of
donosi
Krishna in devotional service. That is actually the mercy
to
of the spiritual
master.
He's bringing one
on
to pure devotional service.
To the lotus feet of Krishna.
One cannot serve Krishna.
Ne može služiti Krishna.
We cannot approach Krishna.
Mi ne možemo prići Krishna.
You can only approach Krishna
možemo
through the
jedino
master.
Kroz duhovnog učitelja.
Before we actually take
prijeno što
initiation,
zaista,
we are preparing our hearts and our minds in order to engage in the process of devotional
proces
service. Whatever we do before initiation is like preparation for initiation. Prabhupada said initiation means beginning.
Znači početak.
He said the word initiation means
inicijacija
beginning.
Znači
one
početak.
Begins
počinje,
their path back home,
svoj
back
put,
to Godhead.
Kući Bogu.
And Krishna only accepts
Krishna
pure devotion.
Jedino
Krishna will not
devociju.
Accept mixed
Krishna
devotional
neće
service.
Služenje.
But because the spiritual
no,
master
zato što duhovni
is his pure representative,
čisti
by serving the spiritual master,
služite duhovnog učitelja,
then
Krishna, the spiritual master, takes
our
mixed devotional service
and
he offers it to Krishna and says, here, please accept. And
Krishna must accept.
Otherwise, one cannot approach
Krishna.
Krishna only accepts pure devotional service. Therefore, the spiritual master is the pure representative, and by pleasing the spiritual master, by engaging in devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of Krishna. So the spiritual master is not simply there to give something else. Sometimes people would come for different reasons. And Krishna says that if one approaches me for something material, I may give it. But if when I give it, it brings them closer to me, then he may give it again, but if he gives something material and that material situation brings them more entangled in material life,
dakle,
then he just takes
nešto
it away.
Međutim,
he just
to
takes it away.
Materialno Krishna nam da, ukoliko nas od,
just like we
njega,
need certain facilities, certain arrangements,
grihastha
life, or some occupation or something. We need something in order to maintain our facility in this material. Krishna will give us some nice arrangement. If that is used in Krishna's service, but if it's not, and it takes us away from Krishna, then Krishna will not give it again. Krishna has our best interests at heart. And the spiritual master is the perfect representative of
Krishna
to make sure that we execute the process
properly.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kuriya Akya. Prabhupada said one must have this determination. One must be eager to hear the message from the spiritual master. This eagerness to hear, this eagerness to not only to hear, but to carry out those instructions are the basis of success in spiritual life. So Prabhupada said one has to learn to hear for a long time. We have to hear.
Moramo
and what
slušati.
Is that process of hearing? The process
taj proces
of hearing
slušanja,
is gradually
taj proces slušanja postupno
destroying
uništava
our misconceptions,
naše pogrešne
our
koncepcije, naše materijalne vezanosti.
Jednostavno
procesom slušanja. Slušanje je tako moćno.
There are 9 processes of
devotional
prednog
služenja.
And hearing
i slušanje
is the basis for all
je temelj
success.
Svog uspjeha.
All other 8 processes
svih
depend
drugih
on the process
8 procesa ovise o slušanju.
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Hearing and chanting
slušanje,
the glories of
pjevanje,
the Lord allows one to remember the Lord. But everything is based on the process of hearing.
Temelji na procesu slušanja.
So, to have that eagerness
da bi imali
to hear,
žudnju za slušanjem,
Prabhupada talks about himself in his own
sebi,
development.
U svom vlastnom razvitku.
In 1932, Prabhupada took initiation from Srila Bhakti
Siddhanta Saraswati.
And one temple president, he recommended Prabhupada at that time. He said, he came to Bhakti Siddhanta, said, I'd like to recommend Abhay Babu. He said,
Abhay Babu
for initiation. Bhakti Siddhanta said, yes, I have noted, he likes to hear.
On voli slušati.
He likes to hear.
On voli slušati.
And that is the qualification of a serious disciple. One who likes to hear.
Osoba koja želi
slušati. One who is eager to hear.
Jedan koji je onaj koji je željan slušati.
In 1931, Srila
Bhakti Siddhanta
Maharaj performed the Vraj Mandala Parikrama. They went to Vrindavan for more than 1 month. They were traveling to all the holy places. Bhakti Siddhanta had brought all his devotees. And there were so many sannyasis and so many other devotees. They came to
Vrindavan.
And towards the end of the parikram, this was towards the last few days, there was some schedule to go to one temple,
Sheshashayi
Vishnu temple.
Hram,
so there was an announcement. Any devotees want to go to Sheshashayi
Vishnu
temple can assemble and we will go this evening. But Guru Maharaj will be giving a lecture in the tent. Anyone would like to stay and hear him. So Prabhupada was thinking, what is this Shesha
Sayyidhi?
I would love to hear the words of my spiritual master. So he stayed and listened to Bhakti Siddhanta. And Prabhupada used to say, sometimes I wouldn't even understand what he was saying. Because Bhakti Siddhanta would preach in such lofty language that it was sometimes very difficult to understand what he was explaining. Prabhupada said, that's okay. Still, I would love to hear. Just to hear more and more. Because that sound vibration, when chanted by the pure devotee, inspire one to take up pure devotional service to the Lord. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Arana Koriya Mani As. Prabhupada said this one has to have that one point of determination to hear this message of the pure devotees over and over again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught by his own example how eager we should be to hear Krishna consciousness, to hear the philosophy. Srila Gadadha Pandit, one of Lord Chaitanya's most intimate and practically his most constant associate during the time of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. He was always with Lord Chaitanya, and he would love to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit would love to read, and he was so expert at speaking the glories of Prahlad Maharaj or the glories of Dhruva Maharaj. And he would read it so sweetly, so devotionally. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just listen. And sometimes he would read the whole story of Prahlad or Dhruva Maharaj from the Bhagavatam. And then after he would finish, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, read it again. And then he would read the whole story again. And then after he would finish, he would say, read it again. And he would read it again. And this went up to 100 times. And Davindas Thakur explained, the Lord would just listen to the same story over and over again. Man, this is the nature of transcendental subject matter. You never get tired. Material subject matter, you can hear something once, maybe twice, sometimes three times. But the tendency of material subject matter, or the nature of material subject matter, is that you can only reach a certain understanding. You exhaust the meaning. And of course, it doesn't really inspire
one.
But transcendental subject matters, the glories of the Lord, and the glories of the pastimes of the Lord, the holy name of the Lord, the more one eagerly hears and chants, the more one develops a taste to hear and chant. Shushusha saradanasya vasudeva kataruchi Sanviyad Seva Vipra Purnya Tirtana Sevana. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that by rendering service to the pure devotees, one develops the eagerness to hear the message of
Krishna.
So this is also a very key point, that by serving the spiritual master, one develops the eagerness to hear the message of
Krishna.
When we get that desire to hear, then we know our spiritual life is successful. To have that eagerness to hear, because that eagerness comes by the mercy of the Lord also. It doesn't come simply by some mechanical process. It comes by Krishna's mercy. Shiguru Charane Rati Ese Utamagati. Now, this is a very important line. Attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord fulfills all desires. Again, what is that attachment? Uttamagati means the ultimate principle or the highest benediction. What is that highest benediction? The opportunity to render pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
S ljubavlju.
The spiritual master
Duhovni
is the embodiment of that mercy.
Otjelovljenje te milosti.
And attachment to his
lotus
feet.
Vezano za njegovo lotusovo stopalo.
Allows that mercy.
Dozvoljava
to come.
Da ta milost dođe do nas.
Jei prasade porve sarvas. This is a very important point.
Jako bitna poanta.
Jei prasade porve sarvas. That one does not need to worry or to concern themselves about anything else. Because all of one's desires,
sve naše želje,
no matter whatever they are,
bez obzira o čemu se radi,
can be fulfilled,
može biti ispunjene,
by executing the orders of the spiritual master.
Izvršavanjem naredbi duhovnog
Everything
poštelja.
Is fulfilled by that. Sometimes
sve se ispunjava
time. I have to make so
mislim,
many arrangements separate from my spiritual life in order to fulfill
odvojno
my needs.
Od duhovnog života
But
da
by
ispunio
pleasing
svoje
the spiritual
potrebe.
Master in
Međutim,
devotional
ne,
service,
zadovoljanjem,
Krishna,
zadovoljanjem guru,
within the
služenju,
heart, gives us the intelligence and makes the arrangements
i pravi aranžmane da
take care of whatever
se pobrine o svim potrebama koje mi imamo.
It takes faith.
Potrebna je vjera za to.
It takes faith to understand that
Potrebna
principle.
Je vjera da bismo razumjeli taj
we
princip.
We think, well,
a mi mislimo,
yes, there's
da,
the spiritual
da,
master, but then there's so
učitelj,
many other things.
Ali i tako puno drugih stvari.
But by his mercy, and by the pleasure, when he is pleased,
je on zadovoljen,
then the door to Krishna consciousness is wide open, and whatever else you need,
kapija svjesnosti Krishna široko je otvorena.
But one thing you won't get, you won't get what you don't need.
Nećete dobiti ono što vam nije potrebno.
You may want so many things,
možda, možete želiti jako
but
puno
Krishna
stvari,
is so merciful. He gives you what you need.
Tako milostiv, daje vam ono što vam treba, ne
Sometimes
ono što
again,
želite.
He gives you what you want,
pa
but generally,
što želite, ali generalno,
only if it's going
to
help you
samo ako će vam to pomoći da ispunite ono što vam zaista treba.
So this is a very important point.
To je jako bitna poanta.
We don't really understand.
Yeah,
we think we have to make so many other arrangements.
When Krishna
is pleased, he makes the arrangements.
Ako je Krishna zadovoljan, on pravi
aranžman. He makes the arrangements in our life.
On pravi aranžman.
It takes faith to have that kind of
Potrebna je vjera da bismo imali takvo
determination.
Takvu odlučnost.
But that faith comes
ta vjera dolazi
through association of devotees and
druženje sa
vaktama
i slijedeњем procesa vrlo pažljivo.
Chaksudan dilo ye janme janme prabhu se. Our eyes are shut.
Naše oči su zatvorene.
They're closed to the light of spiritual life.
Ne mogu vidjeti svjetlost
We're living
života.
In the darkness of ignorance.
Mi živimo
What is that darkness
neznanje?
Of ignorance?
Kakav je taj mrak neznanja? Ja sam ovo tijelo.
The number one or the foundation for ignorance
Temelj
is the bodily conception of life.
Je tjelesna koncepcija života. Ja sam ovo tijelo.
And that bodily conception of life means we are
znači,
in illusion.
U iluziji.
We're ignorant to our spiritual life.
U neznanju smo,
so the spiritual master comes with the torchlighter. He says,
dolazi sa bakljom,
he force opened the eyes.
On, makar na silu
the light
otvara
is so
oči.
Bright that it can actually awaken one
Svjetlo je tako snažno
to
da može probuditi osobu do znanja.
Because the mercy is there.
Jer ljubav, jer milost je tu.
This material world,
svijet,
it's a place of darkness, it's a place
tame,
of illusion.
Je mjesto iluzije.
Birth, death, disease,
smrt,
old age.
Bolest, starost.
In material life, you get three results
tri
from everything
od
you
od
do.
Svega što činite.
Every activity,
svaka aktivnost,
more or less, comes
manje više,
to the conclusion
manje više
in three different
do zaključka
ways.
Na tri različita načina.
One,
jedan,
you want something, you try
nešto,
for it, you don't get it.
I ne dobijete ga.
And you're unhappy,
I onda ste nesretni,
you lament,
jadikujete.
Sometimes you become angry.
Ponekad se
naljutite, sometimes you become even
ponekad
violent.
Postanete čak i nasilni.
One way. Second way is you try for something and you get it.
Nastojite nešto dobiti i uspijete.
But it doesn't satisfy.
Ali to vas ne zadovoljava.
It doesn't give you what you expect from it.
Ne daje vam ono što ste od njega očekivali.
That is the nature of material life. Therefore you also are unsatisfied. You're unhappy.
Opet niste zadovoljni, nesretni, jadikujete.
Now there's a third way.
There's
a third thing.
Treća
you
stvar.
Get something. You,
nešto,
you try for something. You get it.
Želite nešto dobiti, uspijete dobiti.
And it gives you some happiness.
Da neku sreću.
For a little while.
Za neko
and then after a while, time takes
tog vremena, onda onda vam
time
sila vremena oduzme to što ste dobili.
So this time factor is the factor that destroys everything in the
material
world. So one cannot really
Osoba
hold on to anything in this
zaista se držati bilo čega u ovom svijetu.
One can use
what
is here in this
material
world as an opportunity to serve
Krishna.
But one cannot enjoy
anything.
Because
zato
it's far into our nature.
To je strano našoj istinskoj
prirodi. We're spirit soul, we're part
and
parcel
of Krishna.
We can only find satisfaction and happiness in our relationship with Krishna,
samo
in devotional service.
Sa Krishnom u predanom služenju.
So what is that? Chaksu dandilo ye janmi janmi Prabhu say. He is my Lord, birth after birth. Prabhupada said, this is an interesting thing.
That
one time one devotee asked a question. He said, Srila Prabhupada, if we don't make it in this life, then do you come back again in the next life to save us? Prabhupada said, yes, but don't give me some unnecessary trouble. His spiritual master is merciful. He comes back to save the devotee. As long as the devotee remains sincere,
then
the spiritual master's mercy will always be there life after life. And we have a wonderful story in the example of Bilva Mangala Thakur. Perhaps you've heard this story. Bilva Mangala Thakur, he was a devotee, and in his previous life, he had performed devotional service. Now he had come back as Bilva Mangala. And he was living in the area of Mayapur. But he had one problem, big problem. He was attached to a prostitute. And he would go to see her regularly. Her name was
Chintamani.
And one night, he wanted to go to see Chintamani. But what happened was, it was a huge, giant rainstorm. Terrible rainstorm. And so he had to cross the river in order to get to Chintamani's place on the other side. But because of the rainstorm, none of the boats were there. So when he got to the banks of the river, he thought, well, I'll swim across. He was so determined to go see Chintamani that he decided to swim across the river. And while he was swimming in the raging rain, he took help from what he thought was a log, but it was a dead body floating in the river. Finally, he got to the other side with great effort. And Chintamani, she was a high-class prostitute. She had beautiful palace. But she closed all her doors and all her gates and everything was closed that night because of the rain. So Bilva Mangala couldn't get in. So he decided to go over the wall, climb the wall. He was so determined. And as he was climbing up to the wall, he got to the very top and he grabbed on what he thought was a vine, but it wasn't a vine, it was a snake.
And
he got over. Finally he came. And he came into the place where Chintamani was. She was shocked. She said, what are you doing here? She thought he was crazy. If you had this much attachment for Krishna as you have for this body, then your life would be perfect. She spoke knowledge, but it wasn't her speaking. It was his previous spiritual master in his last life, whose name was Somagiri. And he heard the voice of Somagiri through the prostitute Chintamani. And it was so powerful that it awakened him to his realization. He gave up his attachment to Chintamani, he left and went to
Vrindavan.
And in his prayers, later on in his prayers, he writes the Krishna Karnamrita with the prayers by Bilva Mangala. In the first verse, he glorifies
Chintamani
and Somagiri and
Krishna,
the Supreme
Personality of Godhead.
And he gives credit for Chintamani as his Shiksha Guru. Because she was there to help him understand the message from his eternal Guru, who in his last life was named Somagiri. So Somagiri actually came back by the voice of the prostitute just to save his disciple. So Prabhupada explains that the spiritual master never leaves a disciple. Never leaves a disciple. As long as the disciple remains sincere or tries to follow the process, even if one is fallen and has material attachments, if one is sincere, and then the spiritual master's mercy will always be there. But if one is, what we might say, purposely deviating from the instructions of the spiritual master, and then it's very hard to get the spiritual master's guru, mercy.
Onda je jako teško dobiti njegovu milost.
So one has to try. One has to be sincere.
Mora biti iskren.
Prakasan Divigyan Ride Prakasito. Prabhupada said, this is what the spiritual master teaches. He teaches Divigyan. What is that Divigyan? Like Divigyan is that you're an eternal servant of Krishna. This is your real
identity.
This transcendental knowledge is actually your real position. It's not that bad. You don't have to. No need, thank you. It is warm, but I can tolerate it. That transcendental knowledge is the mercy of the spiritual master. And what is that? You're not this body. You're a spiritual soul. Prema bhakti yaha hoite, avya vinasa yuti. That the spiritual master, he is the embodiment of prema bhakti. He can give prema bhakti.
On može podariti prema bhakti.
Avya vinasa yuti, he destroys the ignorance of the darkness of illusion.
I mrak iluzije.
Krishna consciousness is the process of getting the mercy.
Primanja milosti.
And the spiritual master is the embodiment of that mercy. Therefore, by simply following the instructions of the spiritual master, one can get prema. One cannot get love of Krishna. One can try for billions of lifetimes to try to develop love of Krishna. But it can happen in 1 second, simply by the mercy of the spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, there's one story in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that illustrates this point. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the throne of Vishnu in the house of Srivas Pandit, Lord Chaitanya was usually in the mood of a devotee, but this time he took the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He took the shalagram shilas off the seat. He took all his shilas, he put them on his own lap, and he sat on the throne of Vishnu. And all the devotees became so happy, they started to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of God. So there was a beautiful abhishek, and they were offering so many nice articles, and they were feeding Mahaprabhu, they were giving him bananas and coconuts and fruits, and he was eating everything they were giving. They were giving kilos and kilos of bananas and coconuts and so many other fruits, and the Lord was just, and he would say, bring me more, bring me more. He would just bring in everything they could find. They emptied everything. And so at one point, while they were bathing the Lord, they were carrying the water from the Ganga in buckets, and they were bringing it to the front where Lord Chaitanya was sitting, and they were offering it and bathing the Lord. There was one lady. She was an old lady. Her name was Duki. And she was standing in the Ganga, and she was filling the pots, and she
was giving
the pots to the other devotees. Now Lord Chaitanya, he noticed her. He said, he called his devotees over. He said, who's that? They said, oh, that's Duki. Oh, Duki. From now on, we'll call her Suki. He gave her a new name. He said, now Duki means miserable, and Suki means happy. So Lord Chaitanya blessed her. He gave her love of God. right on the spot. He actually gave her love of God because he was pleased by her service. She wasn't so interested in being, she wanted to assist the other devotees in the service of bathing Lord Chaitanya. So she stayed in the background. But the Lord noticed her. And when he noticed her, he was so pleased by her service that he simply blessed her with love of God. So also the spiritual master has that power.
And
the spiritual master is pleased, then the path to devotional service is wide open. Yasya prashada, Bhagavat prashada, Yasya prashada nagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of
Krishna.
And Prabhupada goes on to explain nagati kutopi. If one doesn't displeases or doesn't please the spiritual master, then shrama eva hi kevalam, which means everything is a useless waste of time. So the spirit, sometimes people think, well, I have to offer big things. Sometimes people offer a lot of money, a lot of grand. Spiritual master is not so much pleased with big grand offerings. There was one time Prabhupada was in India, and it was a very aristocratic family.
There
was one lady there, very respectable, very aristocratic lady. So she had invited Prabhupada and the devotees for a deity installation. She called all these Brahmins and all these priests and all these pandits to come. And she made this big elaborate arrangement
and
so many decorations. And she asked Prabhupada, could you do the installation? Prabhupada really wasn't so impressed. So he came, he said, give me a conch shell.
They
gave him a conch shell. And he took some milk. He said, Gohovindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajai. Poured the milk over the deity. He said, deity's installed. He got up and walked off. She said, Swamiji, there's more. Didi's installed. Because she was trying to make this big show, trying to impress,
having
so much arrangements. Prabhupada could see through that. He just did 2 minutes and then he just walked off. So the spiritual master really is not so much impressed by some show. Sometimes disciples like to show off. How much do I know? One time Prabhupada was sitting in his room and one devotee was talking about this other devotee. And this other devotee was there and he said,
Prabhupada,
this devotee, he knows the whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. He knows every verse. Prabhupada didn't even look at him. He said, is he doing any service? Sometimes people come and they want to impress the spiritual master by great knowledge or something, some impression. Spiritual master is not impressed. He's impressed or he's attracted by humble devotional service. And we have the example. Sometimes many persons would come to offer. Prabhupada would accept everyone's service. But it wasn't so much their qualifications, but their sincere desire to serve. That's really what impresses the spiritual master. One's desire to serve. Sincere desire to serve. Under all conditions. And sometimes it's easy. And sometimes it's hard. You can guarantee it will be difficult. Because the spiritual master arranges for this devotee to be put into difficult situations in order to purify us from our material contamination. So prema bhakti comes from him.
Dolazi od njega.
One cannot get prema bhakti.
Osoba ne može dobiti prema bhakti neovisno.
His lotus feet are the source of prema
bhakti. So izvor prema bhakti.
Prema bhakti yaha hoiti.
Prema bhakti.
He can destroy ignorance.
On može uništiti neznanje.
Simply by his mercy.
Jednostavno svojom milošću.
One can understand the truth.
Osoba može razumjeti istinu njegovom milošću.
When someone asks Prabhupada,
Prabhupada,
when you leave,
kada otiđeš,
how we will be able to associate
kako ćemo
with you?
Se mi moći družiti s tobom?
Prabhupada said, I'm in my books.
Prabhupada je rekao, ja sam u svojim knjigama.
He said, I'm in my books.
Ja sam u svojim knjigama, rekao.
I remember I had a personal experience.
Sjećam se, imao sam osobno iskustvo, jedan put u životu. Zanimljivo.
I was reading Prabhupada's
books. Čitao sam Prabhupadove knjige.
And while I was reading the books,
i dok sam to činio,
I got a realization
dobio sam realizaciju
of Prabhupada's statement. That I'm in my books. Because while I was reading the book,
ja sam o tim knjigama, jer dok sam čitao knjigu,
I wasn't reading, but
nisam
I was hearing Prabhupada speak the words
kako Prabhupada izgovara
while
te riječi,
I was reading.
Dok sam čitao.
The words were being spoken to me from my Prabhupada's voice as I was reading.
Then I realized sam slušao te riječi
in his books.
I tako sam shvatio da je Prabhupada u svojim knjigama. Njegove knjige nisu različite od njega.
So we can understand
mi
actually and the spiritual master is personally present by his words and by his writings and of course by his instructions.
I naravno svojim
all these things are the association of the spiritual
svete
master.
Svete stvari su društvo, Malati,
Malati
she
was Prabhupada's personal servant for many years in the old days back in 1968-1969. And she used to cook for
Prabhupada.
So one time Prabhupada had gone away and she was doing some other service. So she had been separated from Prabhupada. So she wrote Prabhupada a letter. And in the letter she said, Prabhupada, I'm feeling such separation from you. Prabhupada said, this is very nice. This is the feeling of a true disciple. But you should also understand that I am present by my instructions. He says, the spiritual master is not the body. He's not the body. He is the principle of service to the Lord. So when we follow the instructions of the spiritual master, that is actually
onda
the association of the spiritual master. It's not different.
Nema razlike.
We see in the history of ISKCON how many devotees, when Prabhupada left, many devotees also left. They left the movement because really they didn't have a deep understanding what it meant to be a disciple. And there are others who never had Prabhupada's association, but yet are fixed in serving Prabhupada and serving their spiritual master and serving the mission of
ISKCON.
So therefore, it is that association with the, what is called the vakya, or the words of the spiritual master. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die
when Vaishnavas
live in sound. Vaishnavas die to live and in living spread the holy name around. So the devotees, the spiritual masters, are living in their sound vibration. It's no different. We should be eager for both the sound vibration and for the personal association. But the personal association is secondary to the sound vibration. If one is in association, one is not following or not carefully understand the importance of the instruction, then really that's not the association. Prabhupada said, just like an elephant. There's an elephant. Now if a little bug goes on the elephant, is the bug actually associating with the elephant? No, not really. The elephant doesn't even notice the bug. Although there is very close contact. So real association is in instructions. So therefore, a sincere disciple meditates on the instructions of the spiritual master. Sometimes a disciple will think, Prabhupada gives the example how the devotees take the instructions of the spiritual master and adjust it. The example is, a spiritual master says, bring me a glass of water. So you think, milk is better than water. I'll bring milk because it's much nicer. I'll do something different, something better. Prabhupada said, no. You missed the point. The instructions are there. Follow the instructions. And there was another example. Back in the old days, Prabhupada, he was testing one disciple. This is interesting. Prabhupada was mailing some tapes. He had transcribed some tapes and he was mailing it. Prabhupada wrapped the tapes in a package to be posted. But the package wasn't wrapped so good. So he gave it to one disciple and he said, take it to the post office. And the devotee, he took the package and he started to walk out. And then he looked at it, he said, this is not right. It's not wrapped right. So he went back, he said, Prabhupada, it's not going to go. It's not wrapped right. Prabhupada said, no, it's okay. Just take it. So he left again. And again, he's thinking, I don't think Prabhupada understood. It's not going to go. It's going to fall apart. So he went back. And he said, Prabhupada, I think you should rewrap this. It's not going to go. Prabhupada said, no, it's okay. Take it. Two times. So he left again. And the third time he was thinking the same way. I have to convince Prabhupada. He went back again. Prabhupada became a little upset. He said, mail it. Because one time the disciple was right. He came back, he used his intelligence to think. But after the second time, he became a rascal. Because he was thinking, I know better than my spiritual master. And sometimes the spiritual master will attest to this disciple. Sometimes people think, well, you know, the spiritual master, he makes mistakes. Just like sometimes Prabhupada would forget one verse. He would forget a verse. He would be quoting and he couldn't remember the Sanskrit. And sometimes people think, well, that's an imperfection. Or if they chant the mantra wrong or something like that. So that is, a detail. That's not even a consideration. The spiritual master is there to give you prema bhakti, bring you back to Godhead. And some apparent mistake or something, not a deviation, but a mistake from some little point really doesn't make a difference. One time Prabhupada, he was tested himself by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. They were in Calcutta. The devotees had just acquired a new building. It was called Bagh Bazar. It was in Calcutta. Big donation from one rich man. And somehow or other, one snake had climbed into the building, had got up very high. So all the devotees were really shocked. It was a snake. So Bhakti Siddhanta, he came out and saw what was happening. He said, kill it. So someone came along and killed the snake. Prabhupada said, when I heard my spiritual master say that, I was thinking, this is not right. He's why would a saintly person want to kill anything? But I didn't say anything. And then I read later on in the prayers to Prahlad
Maharaj,
and that there is one verse that saintly persons take great pleasure in seeing snakes and scorpions killed.
Because
these creatures are by nature very envious. They bite without provocation. So Prabhupada, when he read that verse, then he understood, yes. He was correct. At that point, I didn't understand, but still I didn't say anything.
So,
of course, we can always get clarification on all
instructions,
and that's important. But one must follow the instructions of the spiritual master and make that instructions one's life and soul. The last section, Prema Bhakti Yaha Hoiti Avi Avinasa Vedi Gahi Yana Racharito. This last line is very important. That the lotus feet of the spiritual master, or the spiritual master, is glorified by all Vedic literatures. Acharya Vam Purusha Veda. And he is the embodiment of all Vedic knowledge. And by Vedic knowledge, He teaches the process of devotion to Krishna through the process of explaining the scriptures.
Objašnjava
so Guru is backed by Shastra.
Dakle, guru podržava svoje izjave šastrama, to je zove Shruti Praman.
Gurus will sit, Prabhupada explains a lot of gurus, they come from India and then they just concoct their own process.
Guru koji dolazi iz Indije, ponekad izmišljaju svoj proces.
One has to follow exactly the instructions of the shastras accordingly. And one of those shastric evidences is the foundation for the teachings of the spiritual master. So the spiritual master is the embodiment of all shastric knowledge. And he teaches on the basis of
shastra.
And the spiritual master is glorified as the embodiment of all shastra. In the shastras, he is non-different in shastra. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, 3 points
Guru,
of all
Shastra,
sometimes people would ask, how can we understand what is true, as Prabhupada said? These 3 points, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, is the foundation for all spiritual knowledge. So we have about 15 minutes left. So what I'll do is I'll stop here. We can explain the last stanza tomorrow.
Maybe we can stop and just see if there's any questions.
Any questions? Yes. Yes. What is it? It's written what? Chaku. Is this the same thing? It's the word. It's a Bengali word. So sometimes, there's other words also that are mentioned in the words.
Mislim da je pitanje bilo negde se kaže čakšu, negde se kaže čaku, a Maharaj kaže to isto, jedno
it's
je na Bengaliju, drugo je na sanskritu. Ista riječ. Drugo pitanje je o odavanju poštovanja. Čuo sam da GBC rezolucija je da trebamo
first offer obeisances to our Diksha Guru and then to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Some devotees are doing like that, but some are just paying obeisances to their Diksha Guru.
Svojim Diksha Guru.
So, is it correct
that
we should pay also obeisances to Srila Prabhupada?
The question was, should we pay our obeisances to both Prabhupada or to our spiritual master? And some devotees are just paying their obeisances to their Diksha Guru. This society was established by Srila Prabhupada. And he's the founder of Acharya. All other Acharyas in this spirit, in this movement, are teaching and representing Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada.
So, it is the etiquette and the proper understanding that we honor Srila Prabhupada as the founder of Acharya.
Poštujemo ga osnivača Ačariju društva svjesnosti Krišne.
Now the spiritual master is supposed to teach his disciples how to worship Srila
Prabhupada.
He's worshiping Srila Prabhupada, he's a representative of Srila Prabhupada and the previous Acharya's holy master Krishna.
It's
his responsibility to teach the disciples the knowledge that Prabhupada is giving and also teach the proper etiquette for respecting Srila Prabhupada. If we don't have etiquette, if we don't perform the etiquette, and then the respect has a tendency to become less and less. So I would say yes. It is nice and proper to offer also respects to Srila Prabhupada as the founder of Acharya. Because Prabhupada said, everyone in this movement has their siksha relationship with Prabhupada. Well, I have to take them in order. There's one there. And then you're next after him. Yes. Back.
Hare Krishna, you said personal association is secondary to following instructions. Personal association is secondary to following instructions.
No, it's secondary to physical association. Following the instructions is called vani, and personal association is called
vapavo.
Both are important.
Oba dva su važna,
but of the two, vani is higher.
Yeah. Od oba dva vani je više.
Sometimes disciples use this not to associate with the spiritual master.
Da ne bi se družili sa drugim učiteljem.
They have the chance to associate with the spiritual master through vapu, but they use this as a,
oni to koriste
like
kao
instructions. Instruction is more important just because they don't have they have some.
Oni imaju poteškoće s odnosom sa gurom i zato kao ispriku koriste tu koriste tu kao tu tvrdnju da je bitnije slijediti nego se družiti. Pa da li možeš nešto
rešiti?
Oni slijede instrukcije, a se osoba ne druži. Oni imaju priliku da se druži sa gurom, ali ne žele družiti, jer kažu pa osobno druženje sa duhovnim učiteljem
an opportunity to become inspired in devotional service more and more. So one should take that opportunity. I would think that a sincere disciple would want to get the personal association of the spiritual master. But then there's other disciples who just only go for the association. And we have to be careful.
I tu moramo biti oprezni.
Because sometimes we leave our service
napustimo svoju službu
in order to do that.
Da bismo to činili.
So it may happen
može se dogoditi
occasionally.
Povremeno.
But if one makes a habit of leaving their
ako
service just to get the personal
association,
then that's not going to be pleasing to the spiritual master, because the spiritual master wants to see the devotee engaged in devotional service. But it's every once in a while it's nice.
Svako toliko
to come
fino
and take the association. It's not only nice, it's necessary. We say get charged up.
Moramo, kao što kažemo,
that association. And
to
of course,
druženje.
The relationship
naravno,
between the guru and the disciple is like the relationship to a father, to a son or a father to a daughter. That's the
kćeri.
Actual relationship.
To je istinski odnos.
And the spiritual master is like the father, and the disciple is like the son or daughter.
Učenik je poput
so
oca
you want to come and see your father sometimes.
Znači, trebaš ponekad doći i vidjeti svoga oca, a oca je drago da vidi svoga kćer, svoju kasina ili kćer.
Overdone,
već onak što pretjerano radi,
onda postaje,
it takes away from that relationship because the spiritual master is trying to see that devotee sincerely engaged in
the devotional
service.
Iskreno, predano služenje.
Okay. Yes, right here. Your neck. Yes.
Prabhupada je tri kala gya, zna prošlo, sadašnjost, budućnost.
We say that Srila Prabhupada is tri kala gya. He sees past, present and future. But in certain events or certain examples,
ili primjerima,
izgleda
da čak i Prabhupada propustio vrlo bitne stvari.
In the Gurukul in,
naprimjer,
Dallas,
u Gurukuli u Dallasu,
horrible events took place,
užasne stvari su se dešavale.
Even after these events, even they were taking place and even after they were going on and after even after that Srila Prabhupada kept
i čak i nakon što se te stvari dogodile
still maintained that Prabhupada Bodhi sent their children to this Gurukul.
Je još uvijek tražio da Bhakta šalje svoju djecu u Gurukulu.
Everyone hear the question? No, the question was
pitanje je bilo
the spirit of Prabhupada is tri kala gya. Prabhupada
je tri kala gya, zna prošlo, sadašnjost, budućnost.
And therefore there was on our Dallas Texas, we had a
Gurukul.
And during that time there was some mistreatment of children. And it went on for an extended period of time.
Krivo postupalo i to
so
se
why
nastavilo
wasn't Prabhupada aware of that?
Neko vrijeme. Zašto Prabhupada nije toga bio svjestan?
Ne samo da nije bio svjestan,
već je nastavio, savio to Atibakte da šalju svoju djecu u tu Gurukulu.
I don't know the details, but
detalje,
I can say one thing.
Mogu reći jednu stvar.
When someone asks Prabhupada, does the spiritual master know everything?
Kad se kaže da Prabhupada ili duhovni
učitelj zna sve.
Prabhupada
said the spiritual master knows
duhovni učitelj zna
what Krishna wants
ono
him to know.
Krishna želi da on zna.
That's his direct quote. You
to
can
njegov,
look it up.
To je direktno citat od Prabhupada.
In the sense that the spiritual master knows what is necessary to
zna
know.
Ono što je neophodno da zna.
He's not Krishna.
On nije Krishna.
And if Krishna empowers him to know something, he'll know it.
Zna,
he knows what he needs to know.
Ono što treba znati.
Now, I'm not going to make a statement saying that
Prabhupada
knew exactly
znao,
the extent
točno
of what was going on there
ili,
and he condoned it.
Ono
because
što
I don't
se
think
dešavalo,
that was the case.
Da je dobro da se to dešava.
He may have been receiving
možda
other information.
In druge informacije.
I'll give you an example.
Daću ti primjer.
In different places around the world,
mjestima, svijeta,
when Prabhupada was getting recommendations from their the senior persons for initiation, Prabhupada didn't necessarily meet the devotees that he initiated. Sometimes, in my own case, I didn't see Prabhupada. I was in New Vrindavan.
Ja, na primjer, nisam vidio Prabhupada.
I was working
bio sam
under the guidance of Prabhupada's senior
disciples.
So they would recommend
oni bi
someone
nekoga,
and Prabhupada would give the name
bi dao ime,
by letter like that.
Pismom.
Because Prabhupada, you know, he was building his worldwide society. He was traveling, he was doing so many things, he was translating his books, and he was meeting people, he was doing so much. So he put a lot of, what we say, responsibility in the hands of senior devotees. And he gave the instructions, and he also, when he had to deal with a situation, he did. But a lot of times, Prabhupada wasn't, what we say, directly involved in
things.
And I think that's the case in
these Gurukulas.
In the case of New York City, there was a deviation there, went on for some time.
New Yorka se dogodila jedna devijacija,
found out about it,
Prabhupada to shvatio, onda je zastavio.
As soon as Prabhupada found out there was anything wrong, he would immediately stop.
On bi odmah to zaustavio.
But a lot of times he didn't, I would actually say, he wasn't aware, or he gave the responsibility to others to take care of. Yes.
And why didn't Krishna tell him of these?
A zašto mu Krishna nije rekao za ta užasna
zbivanja? Ask Krishna that one.
To moramo pitati Krishna.
I don't know.
Ja ne znam.
And I can't, I'm not on the platform of,
i nisam na nivou da,
you know, thinking that I can answer
mislim
that
da mogu odgovoriti to pitanje.
Because
jer
it's inconceivable how it went
kako
on.
Se
and
to
yet
dogodilo,
Prabhupada wasn't aware of it.
A Prabhupada nije bio svjestan toga.
But you can understand because Prabhupada said
da je Prabhupada
this time,
rekao,
he said you should not hit your children. That's a statement you can find in the books. You can become strong and show strong. You can also be stern with them. But he said, never hit the children. That was their instruction. So they disobeyed that.
So
that was an instruction by
Prabhupada.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Budite ljubizni, ja imam dva pitanja, a ujedno vas molim i savjet kako se ponašati u datim situacijama.
Please be kind to answer my questions, and also I would like to ask you to give me advice how to act in certain situations.
Način na koji odajemo poštovanje našem duhovnom učitelju ili guru u templu ili recimo tu negdje ispred, to znamo kako ćemo to učiniti. Ali što ako ga susretnemo na ulici, da li je jednako tako po tom nekom vedskom protokolu ili pristojnosti ili po tom bonton ili bonton nalaže da se na isti način ponašamo na ulici ili da to učinimo diskretno sa recimo znakom prepoznavanja i znakom.
We know how to pay our respects to the spiritual master when we meet him in a temple or in an environment like this, but what shall we do if we see him in public, on the streets or somewhere? Should we follow the same etiquette, or maybe we should just discreetly offer obeisance by folding hands and like that?
No, we have to use your intelligence.
Morate koristiti inteligenciju.
We have to use our intelligence according to time, place, and circumstances.
Mjestom, vremenom i okolnostima.
One, it says that if one sees
ako osoba vidi, rečeno je,
a saintly person,
svetu osobu,
and doesn't feel happy upon
i ne
seeing
se sretno vidjevši,
then one can counteract that by immediately offering obeisances.
To može poništiti tu uvredu odmah odavši poštovanje.
So you can offer folded hands,
možeš
to you should feel
rukama,
happy in the presence of the spiritual master.